Thank you. Thank you. Fire, and it was a new living in the plague, whether I believe that in this meeting or elsewhere, there are people who have been struggling for and been praying, God has bumped off that particular element called cancer. Hallelujah. It has been consumed. It has been consumed and destroyed. Hallelujah. And keep going around, keep going around that way. And I know that something destructive has happened. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ways and the acts, there are two different things. You know,
God does things based on principles. Those principles can never, never be changed for biblical. In fact, God himself cannot even change it. See, by two immutable concepts that God cannot lie and God swore by himself, we can build their life on it. God can never lie and God swore. And if God made an oath, that is sure as well. So those are the principles. And what is the principle? That the heavens belong to God. The earth is a new program in God's kingdom. And I think the very first part of it, when God created Adam, there was something unique. The devil was interested in it. And last night, when we went to room, I thought, my wife mentioned the scripture. You know, it opened up many things. Now he says, the flesh and the spirit, they lost. The flesh and the spirit, they lost. What are, who are they lost for? Who are they contending for? Hallelujah. There is a contention. The flesh, the body, and the spirit, they are contending for the soul. Who is going to have the upper hand? Now, the devil in Ezekiel 14 says, I will arise. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28. He said, I will arise. I will go to Zion. I will seek on the signs of God. I'm being like God. I shall be like the Most High. What do you think that contention is about? It's a contention for man. Man is a unique product in the heavens. It's a unique program. And you know, it deals with a lot of spiritual intelligence. The devil knows that a whole lot of us, we are not spiritual. We have the capacity, but we are not where we should be. So he plays around a lot of manipulation. God cannot and will not, based on the. There are basic programs, like, you know, if you come into a laboratory, that is a protocol, how you behave. God will not do anything on the earth except a man has it to do. It will not. God does not. He said, how shall I do so and so and I will not tell my friend Abraham? What does God have to come to Abraham and say? I talk with him. What is the bishop aside? Do what he wants to plan. Which is what we have taught. God doesn't act like that. In Exodus, scripture says that the cry of the people have come up to God. Isn't it not? And because of that cry, what did God say? I have come down to see God. If those things are true, if the people didn't cry, they will continue what they're doing. The one of Sodom, the same thing. So the scriptures are consistent with that. And there was something that God told me that we have made this mistake. I have done. He said, you know, when you want to establish a principle, you must see the Old Testament and see the New. That's not what the Bible says. But he said, all scripture is written. Scripture is Old Testament. Scripture is what? Old Testament. When Paul, all those people, all of them, from Matthew down, they were the basis of what they were doing. Was what? Old Testament. And because in the Old Testament, you see deaths of Genesis, Job, in the Leviticus, Numbers, the children of Israel did waters. When you look at the one we read in the Bible, Esau, you know what we read Esau like this. Is it not? On Thursday, we saw Israel in the prophetic dimension. Brother, what about Israel? So the point is that God will not do anything on the earth except he conserves the law of the earth. Who is the Lord of the earth?
Man.
In the story of Abraham, Adam lost it. But even though he lost it, that authority, that's why the devil also needs man. There is no good or no evil done on the earth without man. I don't know if you understand. There is no good or evil done on the earth without the instrument of man. The devil cannot just walk in and start walking. No, no. He needs a soul. Because the soul is the creative energy or the platform by which he will walk. Amen. Now, because we don't understand that, devil now has manipulated us to allow the earth to be corrupted. The earth has been corrupted. So if God is going to renew the earth, there has to be an instrument. And the instrument of renewing the earth is the same man. Say, by man takes it, it's not. How will righteousness come? By man also. Hallelujah. So I just want to leave there because I'm not preaching. Now, the second scripture God gave me as I was, just speaking for truth, was we find it in Mark, it says, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then what's that? Where? That if the kingdom come, the kingdom is not there. The kingdom come where? On earth. When we enter, we are flying. So what the end time people are doing that we are all waiting for death to come and carry us. Now, brethren are writing you. I think I said them one second that we are teaching people how to write me. Then I was there. That is because you don't know when death will come and carry us. What it means that we have reached that veil and we have started on it. No energy to break through. Like this usually be something like that. It is a very big deal. It's cancer. Somebody must break the neck of cancer. Amen. So it says that kingdom come where? Yeah. On earth. That we become where? Yeah. On earth. As is done. Heaven is set to us. That's not a very good thing. They don't have what to tell us. So, where there is the contention is on earth. And remember, we talk about heaven. There is a heaven between you. There is the earth between you. The heaven and earth between you is your heart. Your heart is the first earth. When God says that we become an earth, the first earth is your heart. Because in your heart, they are having the combination of your soul, your spirit, the spirit of God, your body, everything is mixed up in a rank of two. Hallelujah. So the first X is the heart. And that first X is what we have been dealing with since Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's not that we are trying to move out. Hallelujah. Don't understand. That is the divine order. God says, establish the authority on the earth. Then you can extend it. Hallelujah. You know, so the principle is that the will of God must be done. And if it's going to be done on the earth, there has to be a man, a vessel. And that's why God chose Abraham and the nation of Israel. And then the new Israel, or the spiritual Israel, which is the church. Hallelujah. So, when we stand praying, where are God? I love to be found over. I love to be able to do what God is. And the Bible says, there's only one territorial government. Where God puts you? He's still here in God's territory. The man that understands, he says, he's here, he's here. He's not God's territory. So, we have territorial governance for them. And there are people in different parts of the world that God has put. That's why it says, the prophet, the witness is where? In Jerusalem. In Judea. Et ça veut dire que
Paul ne va pas aller pas.
Non,
pas du tout.
You know, so as we turn our minds to Nigeria, Nigeria is where it is today because of us. So the first prayer about Nigeria is one prayer of repentance. Because we have failed in our position. Hallelujah. Now, because I want to remember, there's a difference between spiritual authority and political authority. There's a difference between spiritual power and divine power. And that also, and then of course, politics is somewhere down the line. And we see a lot of friends are confusing politics, divine power, divine authority, spiritual power, and respect. If you play with paper, but it's all politics. That's the Chinese news. And God, the devil wants me and you to continue to be children. And then he has to be the one who's using men to walk, you know, wickedness. You have to say, Psalm 12 says that wickedness walks with slavery, the last half of Psalm 12. I think you see the guy here. Psalm 12. The wicked walk, they walk on every side. Every side that means you're around the place. When the violent men are exalted. What can they do, righteous man, you're there, and exalting a fireman? You know that if you are giving the man authority, you are giving the man authority, and I tell you, even God. When God played the game with Job, he said, allow me to touch him. God said, you can touch a pot. You have to put a weight for the devil. So if you do that, what does he do? Let him go. When he came back again, just touch his skin so he can walk. The pot is where you want me to go to that from hand up, right? We have left the zone now, we are going to come to put a check. Hallelujah. So it is our responsibility to protect on that. Because if you don't allow that, the rock of the wicked will fall on the righteous. It has happened before. If the righteous take the basket, the wickedness will go around the place. Hallelujah. So it is, we have a responsibility. Let me end with Daniel. Daniel 4 said that the head was to what? Rule. Where? In the affairs of the spiritual thought. The head was rule. So God will intervene if you move inside. The church has no business in politics. It's because they are calling that. What is this? What's the spiritual authority? In the heavens, the rule of the heavens is like the spoken word. Because at the words were created, and the heavens were decorated, and the earth were populated by the word. So the man who has spiritual authority by the spoken word. The words we speak, I want to say that the words we speak are God's input. That's, I didn't know, the words we speak are God's input. They have the nature and power and character of God. So in the beginning was the word. The word was what? With God. And the word was what? God. And that word has life in it. Has energy in it. Has life in it. Hallelujah. So how will that one has to go down to political power? Hallelujah. The God can bring the righteous into political government when it speaks into God's power. That's a different thing. So Daniel has spiritual thoughts and also has political. Hallelujah. We couldn't have it. The brethren who ever come to this room, we did not recognize them. None of them has been recognized. The only thing they saw was that I was sitting in the room. That's the brethren. We will take the recognition that happened. So we're not preaching politics. Politics means engaging in the process of acquiring political power. That's what politics is. And political power means you have the ability to distribute the resources of a people. To say, you receive this, you get this, you can take decisions. You know? So a believer, and often in the scripture, a believer is involved in political process because that is the territory of the devil. You can know all of them.
Yes.
All right. So they don't even need you because you have that both authority, you have the authority of spirit and power. You say, rise and get aware in the power of God. Hallelujah. He says, where the king is, where the word of the king is, that is what? Power. And what they say to me is what? Says hallelujah. So, to keep ready, we have power. We have a divine authority to walk with God.
Who best can God depend on?
But the man that owns the mind of God. I look at Pharaoh now. Pharaoh said, if you are the one that has the decision, you saw 7 years of famine, and you saw 7 years of plenty, and you check in that scripture, Joseph was already telling him what you should do. Gather food, store it here. I said, who else are we going to get from the youth? Amen. So, what is that for the time? So, okay, you have to be told that you have to be told that you have to be told that you only in the matter of the throne shall I be higher than you. It's a better thing. Hallelujah. So, brethren, let's not be this man. And as we said somewhere, the things happening in this country, a few men gather in a dark room, and they are angry at us. They meet in a dark room by 3 a.m. My friend says, the meeting should have been at 8 p.m. by 3 a.m. When you are asleep, that's when they gather together and sit down. Say, how are you going to do this matter? And then you, if they are attacking me, I will attack you. And we will create the impression that we need to be inside to settle matter. They come and they call him and say, you are taking side. You know that they came out from one room. And when they enter those rooms, somebody knows, number 8 doesn't know number 8, but you think it is in darkness. Yes. So, that is the kingdom of the world. So, if a few men can meet somewhere in Africa, and take a decision and bind it. How much more of us?
Amen.
So, if in this group of us shall agree concerning any matter, hallelujah, it will come. And it will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. In 2011, my wife, the very good idea, but when I look at her, I see she's getting fine and fine. Amen. I'm the same man now. Because this is what I did by now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She was in the meeting. Tom Campbell. In the middle of the message, the Lord has shown me some things about my day. But not about my day. The Lord has shown me some things about my day. So I see God and war coming to the nation of God. She was in that meeting. And if I remember, I think it was October 2011. It was October. So that meeting, I shared it from the brethren. Some people went saying, no. And you ask what then? Sister Wagner, is there a warning in this time? Okay, I know. So, it was a prophetic thing that came from a trusted vessel. Tom Campbell is a trusted prophetic vessel. Not by the reason he come one, he You know, he spoke and said, this was going to happen. So then we are dealing with that kind of situation. And let's not allow ourselves to be distracted by, you know, there are people who don't have information, spiritual information. There's no problem. But the man that has spiritual information, you allow yourself to receive. You make it slow, so you be too much, but you know, and many of us say, we know, hallelujah. So, we have, I thought as the people want to exercise spiritual authority, and we know how to do it. Amen. The last thing I'm going to say, last thing, this is the last one. But enter from the side. Now, a time will come in Nigeria when bread will cost so much, you know. And we say, after that, in those days, bread was 3 naira. Is it 30 kobo? Right? 3 kobo. Yes, 3 kobo. Bread was 3 kobo. I had one in the Bible, I called it 2 naira bag, because that was the cost. I called it 2 naira bag, much more. 2 naira bag. When I went to London in 1996, I was repeat on the tube on the train. So then, I bring the white man in the world, it's a black boy who only didn't buy me of the tree. So 2 naira, I bought it. He said, man, the time is coming in Nigeria, we will be so bad, so far off, it will be offensive and all that. That's not happening. Nigeria is a poorest country of the time. 160 million poor people dwell in Nigeria. The biggest concentration in the whole world is in this land. Hallelujah. And somebody said, if half of the prophets have come to pass, surely, the other half can come to pass. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's the whole idea of the new material. It's just part of that process. Okay, and thank God for it. So let us have authority, let us be bold to do what we want to do. No rules. And brethren are crying. So let us, you know, exercise spiritual discernment and wisdom, you know, in prayer. And I know that God will help us. Praise the Lord. So prayer is coming. Maybe in the night people have time to kind of elaborate on the prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's something understand the doors. I don't even like things to do now. Praise the name of the Lord. I wish better. Light comes. You know, if you understand the dominion, the thing of mind, next time the spirit enters your house. Are you understand what I'm saying? That if you come to your house and tell me to shake the back and blah 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 blah. That spirit has trespassed. Are you understanding my point, brother? That spirit has come to the wrong court now. So before you were afraid. But now, you will be bold. I don't understand what I'm saying. When we are praying for Nigeria, we pray because the land has been given to us. I'm born here by mistake. I was born here because God knows that this land will be the center of the feast of tabernacles. Better believe it. So now, don't envy America. You know, economically, sometimes when you travel, naturally, you just look at land, it's changed. Somebody went and called heaven and said, please, He was born June 1967, 15. Like a please give me the name of the angel that was with you. In that June 1567, call him on your hand to God. So when the angel asked her, he said, in the caller, you were in this 10 years. He said, when they were saying crucifying, that time, was I there? Then they said, no. When Judas shared his 30 pieces of silver, did he give you one for one? Then they said, no. Then he said, what did that mean to you then? You saw America, Germany, England, Netherlands, Holland. To send me to school, you sent me to Nigeria. Praise the name of the Lord. When life comes, you will understand why you are born. Praise the name of the Lord. Life makes all dead different. And you see, prophecy is cumulative. You know, what the prophecy of the trigger, the gun. We didn't understand. But things are coming into place. Like I will say, what will happen in Nigeria when it happens? You will see the impact you have on Africa. You will see the impact. The youth in Africa will rise up. They will rise up against these old men. And you see the wind blowing that started in Nigeria. Praise the name of the Lord. What we are doing is critical. You know, from what you have said, you cannot understand if God comes, an angel, two angels come to a city. Sort of. They don't start operation. We must get a report. I don't know if you understand the point. If policemen now come from Abuja, they want to arrest somebody and let him away. They don't go in and arrest him. They might go to the commission of police and report themselves. They cannot bring that territory. Because there is a head over that territory. If God wants to go to Sodom, he must go to the house of Lord. Are you understanding the point? And report before they can start operation. That's the way it happens. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we understanding very well? Yes. So we start by the prayer of repentance. Now, all of us know that it was Christians that they joined the army.
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yes.
There were divisions. There were tribal sentiments. Deep tribal. And these things must be judged. And sometimes God judges it by tribulation. Hello, I hope you understand what I'm saying. They say that it's a good church. The church wants the persecution on themselves. We want it. Tribal sentiment became even church sentiment. This person is from our church. And the body was split. You saw very arguing. In the church, arguing. And the Lord said, that's fine. You want him, you will have him. He said, you want that thing. After I have given it to you, you will cry. And so for 8 years, we have wept. But we thank God for 8 years. Because what the enemy meant for us, we are here to open our eyes. And this is my point. Praise the name of the Lord. It is vital, it is important that we came to this point. We have hit rock bottom. Praise the name of the Lord. From here, the church will be rising up. Praise the name of the Lord. So now, having seen that the mandate, you know, over the land is given to us, and things are gone wrong, God is saying, I'm holding you responsible. And so, we want to stand on our behalf, and on behalf of the church in Nigeria. You see, there's a reason why God will come out of that. The church in Nigeria, no matter how great some of the men there are, Most churches are tribal. You know that?
Yes.
Most churches are tribal.
Alright.
And so tribalism is a frequency in the spiritual frequency.
Very low.
Very low frequency. Are you with me? When it comes to a church, and see, every tribe has a ruling spirit over it. Is that scriptural? Yes. So when a church is governed by a tribal spirit, we have seen brethren who are battered. That is, you are a young man, you are carrying fire on your head, and you are in a church owned by another tribe. And you are coming up. Even the Chico is really seeing your lesson and coming up. Then the stakeholders in that place will call you for your meeting. And then they will talk to you. Remind yourself. If you are smart, you just pack your bag and go. Praise the name. There are no churches in Nigeria. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There are no churches. So when it is time to elect the Chico, if you have not tried, you simply just go out now. Respect yourself. Don't even try to come. There are human churches. There are Edo churches. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And when a church is governed by the tribal spirit, it is under that spirit. That spirit will allow you like Pharaoh. He said, if you want to preach, preach to the Egypt here. Do you understand? Pharaoh said, you want to sacrifice? Do it here. I want the youth to sacrifice. As long as you do it where I am. In Egypt. You know, you can sing, you can clap, you can do miracles, and don't have problems with that. You can hold your crusades, but do it where? In Egypt. Don't go far. And you will do well. So, all the things you see, the Lord says, I have a light where I will bring you to. Appointed place where you bring your sacrifices there, and there our Lord and the ancestors. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
One of the prayers I want to pray is at tribalism. Nigeria is not yet one nation. Are you understanding the point now? In the minds of people, they are different. They say they have a ethnic nationality. It's not correct. It's just ethnic nationality. Yasa is what Arawa. Do you understand? You know, and all kinds of things. It's only the church that can pull it down. Because these things are embedded where in the minds of all men. A new Nigeria is one nation to fulfill one destiny. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Praise the name of the Lord. So this needs to be addressed. You see, like Jesus said, it's beyond election. It's beyond election. And the Lord must bring us to understand these things. When you go, you will pray. My question has been about the mind of the Nigerian mentality. You will have gone into it. Praise the name of the Lord. You will now realize that if someone is elected into an office, his kinsmen will jack him immediately. They will pay him for services. His old voice will jam him. Do you understand the point? Before even his in-law will chime in. The man is getting confused. His professional colleagues will chime in. Before you know it, all this is just going. And those who are smart, they will start going to do this for me. Do you understand? To make sure that you pay for them. So you see, they are pulling you from this side, they are pulling you from this side. And then you wonder why he is not performing. The guy who wrote is smart, intelligent, and all that. It is because of this that the Lord says, pray for kings and over authority. It is these influences. You keep wondering why the man is behaving like that. My dear, there are forces castling you from the left. There are Calabar invoking you. You understand? Those in Virginia invoking you. Those in Jehovah, you know, those centers of power. They go to Adamawa, they are pulling you. And the man is sitting on the throne, his mind is in captivity. Nations are not governed from the Asolok. They are governed from those points of power. Here and there. Yes, they are. And when a man wants to contest for office, he has to go to those points of power. They are going to move jobs to take you from one point to the other, to visit all of them. So what we are contending with is not bread and butter.
Amen.
Power is mighty because it shepherds the destiny of people. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And so we are going to go into the business of dismantling this thing. You can dismantle the seat of power. And when the divine that goes there, the divine, nothing is happening. Do you understand the brethren?
Yeah.
You see, why are we setting this tone? You need to know when I stand here to speak, we are seats of power. There's a sister of ours in a way. She was a secondary school when she got born again. She had the other sisters in washing manure water. Praise the name of God. So they go to the manure water shrine and they consult that the spirit will come out and, you know, talk, give them instructions and do everything. One day, the sister came around, she was in school, she was in secondary school, and they picked her up from school. Instead of taking her straight to the house, they just decided to brand her and do some consultations. So they drove into the compound and left her in the car. She didn't know why we were there. She didn't know why we were there. She didn't know anything. She sat in the car. And the sisters went in to consult the elder man and to require to call up the spirit. And who was that refused to come out? I never said my point. Because once someone in secondary school girl was sitting in a car, ignorant of what was going on. And who was that did not speak out. What I'm telling you is real. Do you understand?
Yes.
The spirit will not dare show up. Because the ruler was in that environment. Are you understanding me, brother? See, this girl is a small girl. Do you understand the point? She doesn't even understand what I mean. Victorian Oliver is talking about. She doesn't understand it. But she was carrying something where I stand. And the spirit said, nothing will do that. So they consulted and consulted, and you, the elder one was confused. Praise the name of God. But brethren, I hope we are understanding what I'm saying. Sometimes we pray for the nation. Many people don't in the religious thing. We are growing in understanding. And that growth in understanding must make a difference in what we are doing. Praise the name of the Lord. So we are going to pray a prayer of repentance. All of us will stand for ourselves and for others. The Lord said, I sought for a man. Ezekiel 36. Praise the name of the Lord. To stand in the world now, in the garden. And I found none. And so because I found none, I had to pour out my indignation. A man can make a difference. Praise the name of the Lord. Between the anger of God and the nation. Somebody could have said, sorry, if there are 100 people in this place, do you know what was going on there? The Lord recognized Abraham had the right to keep going down. Even if you have done that to 2 persons. And God would not have done anything. Praise the name of the Lord. Why? Because Abraham had the same in the matter. He said, 10 people. At the point, he thought that, but at the worst, I should love these people. Even Lot's household. But Lot's daughters had married the unbelievers. They had departed from the faith. There was no man. Praise the name of the Lord. So then, let's just rise up and begin to cry for the church. Repent. And tell God, Lord, we are sorry. Lord, we are not still in our estate. We have compromised our calling. We have denied our Lord, our estate. I want us to repent on behalf of the church. We went and engaged, joined ourselves to the Egyptians. We join ourselves to the Assyrians. We joined ourselves to the Babylonians. We surrendered our authority. We went and bowed down to them. He said, if you bow down, I will give you. We sold our birthright. But let's just begin to speak to the Lord. This is a solemn one. Just tell the Lord, Father, we are sorry. We repent for the compromise, our compromise, and the compromise of the church in Nigeria. We repent because we are submitted to the spirit of tribalism. We are giving ourselves to parochialism. We have allowed the interest of God to be overshadowed by tribal sentiments. Let's speak to the Lord. We come by the blood of Jesus. We ask for mercy, Lord. We ask for forgiveness, Lord.
Lord, send forth your mercy.
It is time for you to arise and have mercy upon us. It's the time for this kingdom has come. The appointed time has come. It is time for mercy to triumph for us. It is time for mercy to triumph for us. It is time for you to triumph for us. Jesus, we come upon your name. We come to judge, O God, in our life, to repent of tribalism, to repent of all of ethnicity, to repent of God, Jesus, of selfish interests, parochial interests, Lord, denominational interests, sectarian interests. Lord, things that have blinded us to your purpose for this life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Let the blood of Jesus begin to cleanse, begin to purge, begin to blot away our transgressions. We acknowledge our past. We acknowledge our role in this matter. We acknowledge, Lord, that we are responsible for the way you live in our mother. And Lord, we talk to you. He said, if my people, which are called back in my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from them. Father, hear from them today. Forgive our sins. Heal and restore our lives. We ask that. Hear from heaven. Hear from heaven, Lord. Forgive our sins. Pardon our iniquity. Blot our transgressions. Bring healing to our lives. Bring healing to our lives. Bring restoration to our lives. Bring deliverance and enlightenment to this nation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, I'm going to ask some brethren. 1, 2, 3 brethren. To stop this prayer for us. As the Lord touches you, you can step forward and stand for the body and speak to the Lord. If you have a word of prayer, please to God. But let's stand forward 1, 2, 3 persons and the Lord will lead. Hallelujah. And pray. Come take the hand.
The blood, most precious blood that comes from of the Immanuel then, even the blood of Jesus will be released by a certain group of ministers like us. Therefore, you allow your son to go all the way to the cross and make his life a ransom that we will take advantage of the law. Because we do know that every altar in the land, in the sea, in the forest, wherever they are sustained by the ministry of certain law. And that you will raise up an altar to himself that will make use of the blood. And now, what God will say, we will be qualified to stand before you to call your name. If not, the blood intercedes for us. And we can hear very loud and clear that we should be forgiven. The church should be forgiven in their ungodly rule. Because we have done the world, we have done the negative, we have done the ungodly, without understanding, without even knowing to you, the author and the perfecter of the faith that you have given to us. We have done our own way, right? I can hear you, and I can say that if your people, as we are now, humbling themselves, Lord, in the spirit of humility, we stand before you and we say, let the sins of the land, let the sins of the church, let the sins of the people, let the sins of whoever in one or other has contributed to the rottenness of the life that we now find ourselves. Lord, by the most precious of Jesus, let these things be forgiven. We lift up our eyes unto you, thou most high God, because from you alone comes our salvation. And we say that any blood, even the blood of forgiveness, even the blood of cleansing, even the blood of the newness of that, let it, Lord, come and cover us. So that we know old man again, that we are becoming the very person that you are raising up at this hour to go for you. Because always, in every dispensation, in every time, in every season, you always look for a man to go. And here, as a corporate body, that we are that man. Help all to stand the test of time, because the time has come that you are coming to make yourself known in the entire wide world. That is now that you are coming to make your person real in every situation. Therefore, let our weakness no longer control us. Let the strength of the Lord establish our strength. Let the power of the Lord become our power. Let the ministry of the Holy Spirit become the ministry of the spirit of our lives. Shall we not go to our way of doing our thing? But in all things, come despite this night, O God. We say that by your word, Satan is created against all the wickedness that is going on in the land. If it has been a time of ignorance, and I can hear you say that this substance is done away. God, you will not win against anymore. Therefore, since are no longer looking at us in the eyes of our wrongdoing, but you are now in the eyes of the righteousness of Christ that is becoming a righteous. Therefore, Lord God Almighty, may we stand the test of time to see your glory coming down, to see your hand coming down upon this, so that when we search, we'll be speaking. Will be that week the church is hearing from you. When this church will be asking you, they will say one thing or the other. It will be all that they have seen you, because this is what will come to us. That whatever that you are speaking to us, what you are hearing the Father, whatever thing you are doing is what you see the Father. Lord, let given the strength, the power, and the resurrection glory that we are not completely from the dead room. But we come up. These are you are asking to come up. You are asking to come up. Let the power of the blood that can raise us to the height unlimited. Let this power, carry us along. So that we no longer have the expert, but we now look up to you, the author and the perfecter of ourselves. Thank you. For henceforth, we will be that which you have led us to be. We are resolved before you have led us. In Jesus' name.
Holy Spirit, revive us again. Where we to sleep because it is good to pray. But the church wants to stand in unity to say, this is what the Lord is saying. And we continue to stand a gap where you want us to stand. Lord, this is our prayer tonight. This is our desire tonight. That the church will be revived again. That God will be sin and iniquity inside the church will be carried away. Lord, I will know it is only by the blood of Jesus. Lord, we sprinkle the blood upon the souls in that church. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus upon the bodies of that church. Lord, the spirit of division that did not want the church to stand in one, let the blood take it away. That we all, Father God, will be whole of face, looking unto you as the author and the finisher of our faith. Mercy, Lord. 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 Mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
For the glory of our God and the Lord. Father, we come with you. to ask the Lord God that the blood of Jesus Christ be involved, the Lord God, because you've broken our name of the power of cleansing that is in the blood of Jesus. Father, we ask that the blood may cleanse us. May it cleanse our Lord God. All of us that are here about us, move as we stand as one man, as we stand as a complex body. Father, we ask that the blood of Jesus Christ may wash us clean, O Lord God. May wash our brethren, the church, the members of the body of Christ in Nigeria. Let the blood wash us clean in the name of Jesus Christ. For we are humbling ourselves before you, dear Father. We are humbling ourselves because we have realigned ourselves. Lord, from where we have strayed away, Lord, we come back. We come back to our senses. To our senses. Lord, that it is you and you alone that can help us. For we have found the war upon ourselves. We have the midst of a tricky war. So much blood is being wasted in Nigeria. Lives are being wasted by the day. The enemy is having a huge day. He's laughing, rejoicing, and we are in pain. But Lord God, today, we come to you and we ask, O Father, that you have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Cleanse us, O Lord God, and we shall be clean. Father, forgive us, and we shall be forgiven. Lord God, throw us back into yourself. And Lord God, let your wisdom, O Lord God, come back to the church. That we may stand again as one man in unity of faith, O Lord God, on the side of our God, O Lord God, to call ourselves again by the name of Jehovah. Now we are your people. Father, hear us, O Lord God, and do not let the heathen shall love over us again in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we stand and we break down the altar of tribalism that we build. Father, we stand, O Lord God, and we break down the altar of denomination that we erected. Father, we stand, O Lord God, and we break down the altar of self-interest that we built, O Lord God. Father, our faith has been our God. Father, forgive us. Forgive, O Lord God. And let the blood of Jesus Christ answer, O Lord God, unto our cry. Father, that we may be redeemed, O Lord God, that we do not get destroyed with mission. For Lord God, we realize that you have an agenda for Nigeria. You have a destiny for this nation. And because of your for that destiny, Father, we come, O Lord God, asking that you do this, O Lord, that you forgive us, not because of ourselves, O Lord God, but for your own name's sake. For the sake, O Lord God, of your plan and purpose for Nigeria. Forgive us, O Lord God. Receive us again, O Lord God. And do in the church that which you have purposed in your heart to do. Father, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come in Nigeria. Father, let your kingdom come in the church. Let your kingdom come in our family. And let your perfect will be done, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you because of this fact that you can be treated by us. Thank you for your heart of mercy. Thank you, O Lord God. Thank you, Father. Be exalted, O Lord God, as you do much more than we can ever ask you, because you faith in you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh yes, Lord, we continue to stand on our behalf to speak concerning ourselves, the church, and our nation, Nigeria. We are here confessed that we are the prodigals of our time. We have taken what belongs to you far away to a far country. Westgate, oh Lord God. But here we have come to our senses. By the light that we have shone upon our heart, even this weekend, we have decided to come back. We have come back to you, O God. On our knees before you, O God. As
asking that you have mercy upon us, O Lord God. With our heart, O God. We have seen our wrong, O God. And we have gone astray. We have made mention of some other things. Outside of you, we have felt to another that you are our God. We have felt to another that you are our Father. We have felt to another that you are everything to us. But now, O Lord, we see our wrong. We confess our sins. We say we have done contrary, O God. We hope on something that cannot offer us that. We depend on things that cannot show us the way, that cannot do us good. But now, O Lord, we come back to you. We say we realize it, that we did not do it well. Therefore, we confess. We say, let your mercy, O God, come upon us. Let your mercy come upon us as individuals. Let it come upon us as a family. Let it come upon us as a corporate set of human beings. As a church of God, we confess our sins. We confess our sins. We never temper anything with the wicked. And we have steered our society. Oh, we are separating with them. Lord, we said, no, no to this. This is not what you told us to do. Therefore, we confess. Turn our heart from all these things that fail to recognize you as our God. Therefore we confess to you that you have mercy on us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Teach our heart to know you. Teach our heart to know the thing to promote. Teach our heart, O God, to acknowledge your supremacy, your love, your power, your authority over our lives, O God. Know that you are the Lord God of Israel. Beside you there is none else. Neither shall it be anyone that shall come under you. Oh yes, Lord, we have deserted you all this while, hoping not to take that time of hell. But here we are, O God. We say, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy upon our land, Nigeria. Have mercy upon the church of God. Have mercy, O Lord, upon us as families. Let the teachings of Jesus Christ begin about to penetrate through our heart, so that we begin to uphold it as the only way of life, as the only thing that can offer us what we want. Not human being, not anything else. This is why we say, oh God, be merciful to us, oh God. Be merciful to us. We have seen all this our Lord. We have seen it. Turn our heart away from all these modern things. May our hearts seem to fall that you did not even order for us. Even as individuals, even as a church, even as families, O God, we know that we have gone the wrong way, O God. But here we say, return us back to yourself. Return us back to yourself. As you are sitting, us telling us to beat us your ways. The Bible says that Moses knew the ways of God. Why the children of Israel knew on his heart. We are gathering this weekend, O God. We are saying it is thy way that we want to know. Therefore, continue to teach us your ways. Lord, we know your way will take us to peace. Your ways, the Lord, will take us to prosperity. Your way will take us to the peace. He said, my peace I give unto you, not giving the one as the one given. We desire the very thing that we need. Lord, we know you will satisfy us. We will contend with it. This Father said, we will come back to you. Show us mercy, Lord. Show us mercy, Lord. Let that very blood that we shed on our behalf, O God, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Joshua, let it continue to speak. Let it continue to speak on our behalf. Let it continue to minister on our behalf. Let the very essence of that very blood of God begin to speak. Let it speak redemption. Let it speak cleansing. Let it speak forgiveness. Let it speak over all the good things that you have for us, especially as a nation, Nigeria. Let your way prevail. Let your purpose begin to take a course in our lives, O God, and as a people. Let your will, O God, begin to take a course. as we now talk to you, O God, in repentance, in acknowledgement, O God, of our ways, that we have come turning to you. Oh yes, we know this blood. For the blood of God Jesus, we know this blood, the thickest of His very blood. It can go even to the deepest mark, to the deepest valley. It can go even to the uttermost part of the mountain. Nothing can let us lose His strength. Nothing can let us lose His power. Let this blood fulfill His mission in our lives. Let it cleanse us. Let it present us to God as pure as what your eyes can behold. Let your mercy fall upon us. We bless your name, O Lord God, for a moment like this, O God, in your presence. Even for an opportunity to confess our sins before you. He said, if only that we confess our sins, that you are a Father that is just enough to forgive us our sins and to restore us, restore our life, restore our life with our life. Bless us, God. Open our eyes, O God. And begin to look up to you. Unquench our hell, come only from you alone. No guests, only in you alone. Teach us peace. Teach us simple peace. Cause us to align our thoughts with your thought. Oh, we bless your name concerning our life. But you said, if only you see a man. If only you see a man. We are here assembled and recognize ourselves as one man. Kneeling before you. Say it for me. Turn away from all that I have. And let mercy alone prevail in our lives. That you take us forward. You take us forward. You only know the way we know not. We are ready to lead the people. We are ready to guide the people. We are ready to take us to where you have destined for us as a nation. Therefore, teach us in order to come and to rely wholly and entirely on you. So that you take the way and lead us to. We bless your name for hearing our prayers. Because you say, if only we cry out to you, you will hear, hear our cry and respond to us according to your own loving kindness. We bless your name in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Stepping our hearts, believe that the Lord has forgiven our sins. Amen. Because we may still think that the Lord is not answering us. The confession we have made, the Lord has heard us. Amen.
Amen.
First one came in the book of 28:13. He said that. You say that you not confess his sins will not prosper. The thing that confess and forsake shall have mercy. Shall obtain mercy. Praise God. Then the next word that came was come from the book of Zechariah chapter 7. Amen. Praise God. He said, and the Lord, and he should be Joshua the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. That talk about the church in our condition. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord will give thee, O Satan, even the Lord hath chosen Jerusalem, will give thee. Is not this fire. Now, Joshua was clothed with feet naked
as he had before,
and stood before the Lord, the angel, Now she had seen one of them, the work of the Lord. And said, and he answered and spake unto those that stood before him,
saying, take away the gift for him. And unto him said, Behold, I have called thy iniquity to pass
from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of
dress.
Praise God. Amen.
So God has caused you to pass from us. So you have put up with the so can I stand to look at? Praise God.
Amen. Repentance is a fundamental foundational protocol. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everything in the spirit is based on where you are standing.
That's right.
Praise the name of the Lord. You can bless standing on a platform. You can curse standing on a platform. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. So once the platform of repentance is properly established,
yes,
then the church can move forward. Praise the name. We can assert ourselves. We can exercise ourselves. Praise the name of the Lord. We are still dealing with foundations.
Yes.
Now, brethren, there are foundations of altars and covenants. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That upon which this present nation, that's what we're talking about in Nigeria. You know, the Bible says, if the first covenant had no problems, then there would not have been need for another covenant. But finding fault
with
the first. So the first must pass away. President, there are so many things that go with the first. There is corruption. There is iniquity. Praise the name of the Lord. And there are certain agendas we didn't know that the founders had. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, the Lord before them, the Lord had a plan.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. So we are going to a plan that predated their own plan.
Oh yes.
You know, I'm happy to say that Lucas was a Satanist. I'm sure you know.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Okay.
Yes. So they had their plans. When they were coming out of Africa, they had their plans. But beyond them, God had a plan.
Yes.
I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Sure.
Beyond them. So people talk about that arrangement, this and that. I'm really, yes. The old Nigeria has expired.
Yeah.
Yes. Spiritually, politically, legally,
yes, economically.
That 100 years of agreement is dead.
Yes.
So finding fault with that one.
Yes.
We are now saying that the old must pass away.
Yes.
And the new must come.
Yes.
And the new is that which reflects the heart of God.
Hallelujah.
Going with this new covenant is a new mind.
Yes.
You understand the point?
Yes.
He said, I will put my law. So, fundamentally, we're going to start there. Because there are issues to deal with. But the first thing is that the new Nigeria must go with a new mentality.
Yes.
We eventually come to the altars that give birth. But there's a need for a new mentality. The things that influence a man, he doesn't know where it's coming from. But I can tell you, God intended that he will put his kingdom in our soul. Are you with me?
Yes.
When the spirit wants to rule over a nation, he goes into their mind. That's where the driving seat is. Are we together?
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. So we must also go to the mind to cast down that Nigerian mentality. We will deal with that. Then we'll go to tribalism. Then we'll go to covenants. This prayer will flow from here into the night.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So get yourself ready. The things we do here have meaning.
Oh, yes.
They have serious spiritual meaning.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. So there is a mentality that must be cast down. Praise the name of the Lord. When the Spirit enters your mind or your emotion, let me explain something. You know, there are certain tribal hatreds and fears that we have. Praise the name of the Lord. Growing up, our parents told us, see those cry, that cry. Don't trust them. Praise the name of the Lord. It's like when the Holy Spirit never came or something.
Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I've been contending with that. It's happening as a mentor on Thursday. Praise the name of the Lord. For the gates of hell, they shall not prevail. So let's focus on what we're talking about. You know, you cannot understand anything about God if you don't understand the makeup of the soul of man. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When the Spirit wants to reproduce, it goes into the soul and begins to multiply. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? So there are inherent hatreds, fears, prejudices in our minds. Now, of course, each tribe has their weaknesses. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Every tribe, they have certain inherent weaknesses. Those things are our first part. But the plan of God is that in New Nigeria, there shall be never a revival in our ego.
Yeah.
I want to understand that.
Yeah.
Don't acquire more. Even when you come to acquire one, you have the Ghana politics. You know, correct.
Yeah.
You have the dubious Ghana politics. Everywhere it's there. If you come down to Uganda, the group that the Jebu and the Eba, you know, they are there. If you come into a Jebu, the politics will spread until you come to Manus. So there will always be, because division is a spirit. Mr. the name of the Lord. Remember what I was saying? Say the Lord sent it to Nigeria. One of the things that the Lord said to overcome Nigeria church is the spirit of what now? Of division. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're going to pray that spirits in the mind must be cast out.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 10. This warfare, we are contending against mental strongholds. Are you with me? People, Nigerians have acquired a spirit called Niger. I feel like that one, Niger, is a spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. We have spirits. I remember a friend of mine, he had a friend who is a Lebanese. And the Lebanese told him, look, I will never leave this country. You understand? He said, in Nigeria, as long as you have a little money, anything is possible. Praise the name of the Lord. That institution must be cast out.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. The conglomerates, some of these Lebanese Indian conglomerates, every year they put money together. Pile money. That money is bribe money. Even when you have, you know, Chinese, if it's National Port Authority, want to ship something, they just carry the money and move to the authority there, dump the money, and they can turn everything around. Praise the name of the Lord. If it is immigration, and you want people to come in without due process, they move the money to that side. They will keep moving money until the year is over. Then they put money again for the next year. It shall not be so anymore.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. When a civil servant is in office, I worked in the police the other day, and I was one of the commanding commanders of my friend. So we sat down, and we were talking about another officer who was due for retirement. And he was saying, we could put him somewhere where at least we get something before he retires. How can you start? That's the way they work. That's the way they reason. When you collect enough, you understand? Right.
before it goes down. Goes out. Now, from that thing, you see this policeman, their mind will be reset. I don't know if you believe that. Praise the name of the Lord. But these things must be cast out. So I want us to pray today. The Lord, when he
was saying, I will write my law in their word, in one part, and they shall be my people. To be a people of the God, that God will enter your word now, in your mind. Praise the name of the Lord. And definitely because of this war, because it controls war, right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, brethren.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to cast down mentalities.
Amen.
That Niger mentality. We are speaking the word right now. Casting down imagination. Pulling down struggle. Changing attitudes. Changing mentalities. Changing disposition. Amen. Nigeria requires a new heart. I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new mind. I will put my spirit within you. That's what makes a nation. The way they think. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's this song I want us to sing. You are the living God. That's how you are. You are, oh yes Lord, you are the living God, the living God, you are who.
Thank you.
Jesus mentality. That cloudy attitude, that dusted acceptance of corruption, inequity, disservice, injustice, that unsustainable, that is acceptable in Nigeria. Let it be passed down. This is the platform of the Nigeria. Let us be casting out of our deeper power, our confidence, our thought process, our mentality, that our condition of living. Let it be passed down.
Yeah. that until, you say that Buy everything called Niger. We buy
from the old men, young men, children, women, from those in government, from the arms of government, the state of the government, by the judiciary, and the organs of government, whatever prayer in the cobbles of your body, in the cobbles of every court, that has said that this land is our land, every covenant has been made, every law has been shed, and all the rulers that have entered into agreement, beginning from Luga, and even before Luga, in all the ancient kingdoms, all the ancient kingdoms of the Bible, all the ancient kingdoms of the world, all the ancient kingdoms of the land, all the ancient kingdoms of the world, every all the ancient kingdoms of the people of Israel, all the struggles and sacrifices that have been made, we gather you, we go into your origin, we come from Zero, we come to the graves, we open the records in the heavens, on the earth, beneath the earth, we go to the stars. In the positioning of the stars and in the moon, of the sun, in every realm, within the air, Lord, in the cobbles under the water, in the forest, in the mountain, in every place, they gather all across Nigeria. They bind you together as one body. They tie you as one body. I will cast you to the earth.
Of life upon the Something I found out in offshore is the white men drill the oil in this country and buy the oil in this country and give us any. Praise the Lord. We understand. They have the equipment to drill the oil. They have the equipment to take the oil. They have the equipment to transfer the oil. They have the equipment to do the oil. So they do everything, and what we are receiving is just them. Amen. A vessel, they call it a tanker. One tanker can make Nigeria upside down financially. Amen. You say what? Amen. Praise the Lord. But do you know that tanker in this country, more than 20, is going out every day? Praise the Lord. We need to pray that Nigerian money be given to Nigeria. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you the truth. A tanker, a one tanker, they say this tanker they give it to Nigeria for money. We all cry for money. The 20, more than 50 is going out every day. Out of this country. Who is buying it? Who is receiving it? Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we come that the resources in this country will not be taken away from us. Lord, we come to stand as the people you have given the privilege to intercede. The privilege you have given to us, God, want to use it tonight. To say tonight. Tonight, that all that is coming out from this country, from this Nigeria country, Lord, we will see us the money should be given back to us. In the name of Jesus, any country, any spirit, any country that is started against this prayer, that let it not come to pass. Tonight is the time of the Lord to swallow up every country, to swallow up every man and woman of spirit that will say our finance will not be given up. Lord, this is our cry tonight. This is our prayer tonight. And we bring it up, Lord. It is our petition. Hallelujah! Lord, we ask that not just the election, not just the rulership, but intervene in our finances and give it back to us. That we, they said, we have to be a country, but in the sea, we cannot speak as a country. We are still bound and be slave. Lord, tonight we come to lose ourselves. Nigeria be set free in the sea. Let Nigeria be set free in the government. Let Nigeria be set free even in our money. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And we would like to shut down early today, this night, so that we can rest and prepare for the final round.
Amen.
Praise the name of God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Before I want to share this prayer, I put yesterday in Psalm. Verse 10. God says, we are here. Judges for this earth. That was the first thing. Then, this morning, as I was praying, he said that he continued to seek for a purpose. When the first meeting that we had, and the reason for our gathering was for us to take decisions on every matter. And when we came in, it was that people did not understand the reason we gathered. And I was saying, draw the illustrations in God's habit, the listening is power. And as we are praying, it is the king and the judges to the creations. As the legislators are taking creations in government, so the king and judges are taking creations in God. So as we are praying, we believe it. And he gave instruction that the first gathering, he gave and his anointing to anoint us on our first meeting. In Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2 to 4. That was the scripture that God gave for to us, so that as we are moving on, we move with the spirit of wisdom, understanding, knowledge, the fear of God, so that we can judge the earth. And that was the instructions. Praise the Lord. Father, we appreciate you.
Amen.
We worship your majesty because we are the king of the world. Lord, we thank you for gathering us for a purpose. And Lord, we are, as we are moving towards the arena, the understanding, the revelation that we are giving unto us, we are now believing you, trusting you. And because we believe you, we turn our mind to take issues that affect our being, that affect our families, that affect the church, that affect our nations. Lord, take this moment, O God. We thank you because you are able to change everything within and out. We have gathered here concerning Nigeria. But we remember that in the land of Israel, there was a famine. But because a prophet said a word, there was a change of condition as per that particular thing. Lord Jehovah, as a church, gathered here in your way. As you told us that we should gather. And we have gathered. We take decisions concerning our lives.
Yes, sir.
We take decisions concerning the church. That we will no more go in that way. But we are coming to you in the spirit of God. Then Lord, we stand in that arena, in the heavenly presence, to judge the nation.
Amen.
Nigeria. And God Almighty, not ordinary, because we knew that in every tradition taken, there must be a blood shed. We will get unto us the blood that is without blemish, without spots and wrinkles, which is the blood of the Lamb. And we stand by that blood of the Lamb. Then only stand over to pour the blood of Jesus in all the 26 in Nigeria. Father, every place that the defamation of evil blood, the blood of Jesus has come. In the name of Jesus. Father, we stand this day, God,
you know that you can do all things. You can change your teacher. You can break up record. We are not afraid of anything. We are not afraid of the condition. Because we know that any time the church still goes there and says something against the condition, that condition was changed. But as we are taking this decision today, we know that it is
my own.
Praise the name of the Lord. Because God will follow you. Praise the name of the Lord. See, when the provider was talking, my mind went to so many things. See, the struggle with us to pay lecturers salary. I think that's not money. That is, you sometimes have to to see that it's no money. Praise the name. See civil servants. They are paying the beaters. Praise the name. Are you with me, brother? There's money to fund anything in this country.
Oh, yes.
And when those who are struggling with money, though,
yes,
they will
not.
Yes. So, this is where we are jumping the gun. By evening, praise the name of the Lord. You see, by the time we are done, and when it comes out, you will see that there's too much money in this country.
Yes.
Too much money. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, God will bless the food now. Praise the name of the Lord. So, our teacher will say, eat, go in, and walk now, and sleep. So, while you're sleeping, let the Lord package judgment in your hands. Come here, we can release them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we bless the food. We receive it with thanksgiving. We ask that you